8:34 now at Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. Hard to think that a month from today we'll be already underway with the Copper Dog 150 because it starts on the 28th of February. Good morning, Brian Donnelly.
Good morning, Todd. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's good to have you here. We need some help to put this all together. How many volunteers does it take to run the Copper Dog?
Well, I think we estimate that there's some 1,000 jobs to be done, and that gets done by around 400 volunteers. It's a big endeavor, but our volunteer army has never let us down yet.
Brian is from River Valley Bank. He is the volunteer coordinator for the Copper Dog 150. I see an awful lot of people from River Valley Bank doing some of those jobs.
They get nudged in that direction for sure.
Yeah, you guys turned over a big check to the Copper Dog recently too.
Yeah, we just crossed I think around $65,000 in total donations to the Copper Dog, and we're proud of that, but we're also really proud of the way that our people get involved.
Well, it's great to have you being the lead dog sponsor, I think is what they call you for the Copper Dog 150, but we need lots more people to help. Now, what kind of jobs are available?
Well, you know, the number one staple out there is always the crossings, and that's what keeps the race safe. But if road crossings isn't your thing, we need people for banquets. We need people to help set up in Calumet, set up snow fence and get everything organized on Friday afternoon. We need people to hang banners along the snow fence, along the snow road in Calumet on 5th Street. And then on Sunday, we need people to help break down that snow fence. We need bag checkers. There's still openings for people, dog handlers, to bring the dogs up to the start and take them away from the start at the end of the race. So there's all kinds of jobs. There's indoor jobs. There's outdoor jobs. If you go to the website, you can get a little bit more information.
What is a bag checker?
A bag checker, each of the racers is required because they're going off into the wilderness, and there's always the chance that they could go off course. They're required to carry a bag full of certain survival items, you know, matches and such, and water. Because it's a competitive race and weight is an issue on the sleds, we need people at the different checkpoints to check those bags to make sure they're still carrying everything that they're supposed to be carrying.
Oh, they're not trying to slip by with a little less gear and a little less weight to help out the dogs?
Yeah, they probably wouldn't do that, but we check anyways.
Yeah, I've talked with an awful lot of those mushers. I can't imagine that any of the ones I've ever talked to would try that, but we do have to check those things. What kind of commitment are you talking about from somebody for a job such as this?
It's really up to them, Todd. Most of the crossings, we spend a lot of time doing math to make sure that people don't have to be out at those crossings for too long. Most of them are somewhere from an hour and a half to 3 hours of total commitment. The farther you are away from the start point for that day, the longer that you'll probably be out there. But then the bag checkers and the setup jobs and things like that, most of those we're looking for a couple hours from somebody.
So it's not a big commitment that somebody needs to make to be part of the race.
Not unless they want to do more than one job, which we've got plenty of volunteers that sign up for all kinds of different things.
Now, there are a couple of ways that you can get involved in the Copper Dog 150. One is to go to the website. There's a whole volunteer section at the website. You sign up, you put your name in. There's a list of jobs that are available. You can take a look to see what fits you, and you can sign up for it that way. Or if you'd like to do it in person, this Saturday is the day for the big volunteer sign-up.
Yeah, that's going to be at River Valley Bank in Calumet. And if you were not a computer person or you'd just like to get some questions answered about volunteering, show up at the bank. It's going to run from 10 until 1 p.m. And we're going to serve hot dogs and chips and probably have some hot chocolate. There will be some dogs there, sled dogs if you want to get some pictures taken. But you can also get signed up to volunteer. And if you have questions about specifically what or where you'd be working, there'll be people there that can answer that for you.
And I've said this before because I'm a volunteer for the Copper Dog 150 and I enjoy working with it. It's a great group of people. You will have fun doing this.
We hope so. We hope so. There's, it's great to get people outdoors. I think after a couple of weeks like we've had, everybody's got cabin fever. The Copper Dog, we're hoping for maybe warmer weather than we've had the last week. And it's a chance to get outside and remember that we live in a beautiful place.
Yeah, I don't want to have to wear as much clothes to this as I wore to Hakenbiver the other day.
Right.
I could barely bend my knees and elbows. I was so overdressed for that thing. But the Copper Dog 150 has become just a hugely successful race within the mushers community. I talk every year with the people who come in and run the race, and they are just so complimentary of the volunteer force that we have here. They don't see this every place.
Sure. They definitely appreciate it. I think everybody in the Copper Country can be very, very proud of their neighbors, the way that the professionalism everybody shows and the enthusiasm everybody shows to get out there. And something that we're even seeing, this is people are having so much fun that people are coming from Minnesota and Wisconsin just to volunteer for the race. And that's a great boost for our economy as well.
Wow. Now, suppose I was a member of a group or a church or something. I had a lot of family members that wanted to volunteer. Is there a way that we could sign up where we might be able to work together on something?
Sure. You can go straight to the CopperDog150.com website and sign up as a group. Or if you want some help being placed in a place where we need a group of people, you can email volunteer@copperdog150.com, and I'll respond to you personally and help you guys get to a place that you'll have fun and you'll also be able to support the race.
Because I have seen that over the last few years, people who enjoy being together under normal circumstances, family members, community groups, community service groups, church groups, and such, do get involved.
Sure, we've got a number of groups that have really taken ownerships of different crossings along the trail, and it's kind of a foregone conclusion every year that that's going to be theirs, and they've got pride in that spot. They want to make their crossing the best, and it's really neat to see the community just take ownership of this whole thing.
And it sounds trivial going out and being a crossing person at a very remote road, but we learned the hard way last year in the Marquette race how important those people are, because last year in the Marquette race, there was a failure at one of those crossing positions and a dog was killed.
Sure. You know, a dog sled is not like a snowmobile where you just let off the gas and hit the brake and it's going to stop. And a lot of times, you know, Friday night, the mushers are traveling through the dark. They have no idea when they're coming up on a road crossing until, you know, they've got about 15 feet of dog stretched out in front of them. They're not going to know until those dogs are already out in the road that they're coming up on a crossing. So it's very, very important that our volunteers are there and keeping the mushers safe.
And we do not have the right to stop traffic to allow the mushers to cross. So we have to stop the mushers.
Exactly. And it takes some amount of distance to stop a dog sled team. They don't really want to stop.
No, they don't want to stop at all. All you have to do is watch them trying to get out of the gate at the starting gate and the handlers holding them back to know how eager those dogs are to go out and run. And once they start running, it's really hard to get them to stop. So that's a very, very important job, one of many. And Brian, thank you for coming in this morning. Again, the volunteer sign-up is this Saturday, 10 till 1, at River Valley Bank in Calumet, and you can meet some of the mushers and meet some dogs, and you can have pictures taken, and you can enjoy free hot dogs and refreshments, and sign up and help us out with the Copper Dog 150. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for having us.